Good evening and welcome to the Voice of Rotary. My name is Chris Hughes. Rotary is an international humanitarian service organization with over 1.2 million members around the world. There are over 33,000 members in about 1,000 clubs in Australia. The network of men and women share a common vision for a better world. Rotary is the world's first service organization, having been founded in 1905, and it has a long history of helping those in need and uniting people of different cultures and beliefs. My guest this evening is Dr. Viv Valladares, and she's from the Rotary Club of Elizabeth, and she'll be talking about a recent project that she led to the country of Vanuatu. Good evening, Viv.
Good evening.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, we'll follow the usual pattern and just, if I may ask you to tell us a bit about yourself for the sake of the listeners. I know a bit about you, but I don't know much about you. I know you're a dentist and I know you've just been to Vanuatu, but how did it all begin?
Well, it depends how far back you want to go. I actually was born and raised in Mumbai in India,
yes,
which is on the west coast. I'm the third of five siblings. I have two sisters and two brothers. My dad was in the army, so we traveled around India a lot, and I guess it gave us an insight of, you know, the people that were growing up around us and the need for doing things. I always felt my parents did a lot of humanitarian work through the church, etc. So it sort of gave me like a background. And of course, my mum and dad were my role models. I joined dentistry because I guess it was one of the things I always wanted to do again as part of helping people.
This is while you were still in India?
Yes, in India.
You went to school in India?
I schooled in India, yeah. I was quite a bright student, thankfully.
Yes. Yes.
So I felt that I should put my, you know, my skills and my intelligence to good use, and following in the footsteps of my grandfather was a doctor, but that didn't happen, so it was the next best thing, which was dentistry. So I studied through the Government Dental College and graduated as far back as 1979.
Right.
Stood fourth in the university, but first in the subject of prosthodontics.
Right.
So then, of course, I got married and came out to Australia. We migrated in 1987, and I had two beautiful girls, two daughters who are now grown up and professionals in their own right. One of my older daughters, a dentist like myself, and my younger one has done organizational psychology. So I'm very proud of them.
Carrying on the family tradition of service to the community.
Well, yes. Well, after qualifying for the Australian Dental Examining Council exam in 1989, I started practicing. I was registered in 1989 and started working with the South Australian Dental Service. But then I started my own practice in 1995 and in Manupara.
Yes.
And so now, 20 years later, I've grown from just having just one dentist. We're now three dentists. We have a hygienist, we have a practice manager, we have about five dental assistants and staff. So yeah, we run quite a good practice there.
And Rotary? How did you get into Rotary?
Well, in 2007, I decided, as a student, I used to be with the Rotaract Club in India, and we carried out projects back then where we did studies, obviously dentally related, yeah, where we did studies on various schools on the incidence of decay in children's teeth, etc. And so that sort of gave me an insight into what Rotary does. And I always decided when I was old enough,
yeah,
and could afford it, to become a Rotarian.
There were no Rotarians in your family itself?
No, unfortunately not.
No, no.
But they did other things. So.
Yeah, sure. And we'd have to remind the audience about Rotaract. That's a young version,
yes,
of Rotary, isn't it?
And I'm happy to tell you that there are a lot of young clubs now. We've actually chartered one in Salisbury, which is a Rotaract club, and it's got younger, obviously younger people who are interested in doing humanitarian work.
And the age range?
As far as I know, I would say it's around the probably 18 to 25 year mark.
Yeah.
Because it would be usually after school.
Yes.
They'd start after school. Mm-hmm. So I joined the Rotary Club of Elizabeth in 2007, thanks to one of my very good friends who was one of the charter members, Pat Quigley, who's now nearly 92 years old. Lovely chap. I was inducted in September, so I'm coming up for an anniversary, actually 7 years in the club, almost. I really wanted to follow my dream of doing these sort of humanitarian things, and I have to say that Rotary has opened many doors for me to follow this dream of working in underprivileged countries and improving the health.
Yeah.
And for that sort of work, which I've done over the years, as you know, I went on a Tibetan children's dental health project to Dharamshala in India. I went to East Timor. I've worked with the Rotary Oceania Medical Children's Organization, which brings children here to have treatment that they wouldn't otherwise avail of in their country. And I've helped with the End Polio Plus project.
Yes.
And also with Shelter Box. And then, of course, recently to Vanuatu. So for all these things, I did actually receive a Paul Harris Fellow Award in 2012, which I was very proud of.
That's a high Rotary honor, the medal named after the founder of Rotary, for those listeners who are not familiar. And just tell us briefly about the club. Is the Elizabeth Club a big club or...?
Depends what you mean. It's not as big as a lot of clubs in other states, but we have about 18 members, and we're hoping to get a couple more. We only just inducted one last night and one the last week. So Rotary is about trying to increase the number of members, and
it's quite a nice size, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of...
get too big, you lose touch with other people.
Mm. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Now, we've got a lot to talk about the project in Vanuatu, but in the meantime, we better have our first piece of music. You and I share a love of classical music, and we've got some Vivaldi coming up.